Okay, just okay. We'll just share some thoughts, some insights into the parasha. Parashas.
I can't. I don't think I can. I don't think we can hear Rebbe, or I can hear Rebbe. I don't know if anybody else can.
One second. Now, you can hear me now. Yeah. Better. Yes. Okay. All right. Let's start again. Parashas Vayetze. We'll try to share some ideas, some insights into the parasha. There's always more to learn, but little tidbits that we can share together. We know just from reading Chumash and Rashi that there is a gap of 14 years that the Torah doesn't specifically, explicitly say, talk about, and that's the 14 years that Yaakov spent in Beis Medrash of Eiver before he actually went on to Charan. So it says at the end of Parshas Toldos that Yaakov was sent off by Yitzchak and by Rivka to go to Charan, and he went first to Beis Medrash Shel Eiver. The Cheshbon is made in Rashi in Parshas Toldos. It's a long Rashi. It's worth reading. It's based on the Gemara Megillah. But you do the math in terms of how old Yaakov was when he arrived in Mitzrayim and when he got the bracha, and you realize there are 14 years that are not accounted for. The Lashon HaGemara was that Yaakov was, and Rashi says it here as well, he was nitman, he was mutman bebeis eiver. Interesting expression. Nitman means completely immersed. Not just that he was involved in learning, but he was completely shakua, sunk in learning. That's all he had in his mind. That's all he was focused on. Ad kedei kach, the Rashi brings here, vayishka v'mokam ahu, that ki'ilu, he didn't sleep. Obviously, it doesn't mean literally, but ki'ilu, he didn't sleep. He was osik b'tor yom v'layla. So here's the first time in 14 years that he's actually laid down for the night and had a regular night's sleep. I was thinking as follows. Yaakov Avinu, we know, is the Amud HaTorah. There are three Amudei HaOlam, Torah, Avodah, Gemilus, Chasadim. Avraham is considered the Amud HaChesed, Yitzchak is Avodah, and Yaakov is Torah. We know the Gemara in Brachos in the sixth parak has a machlokas between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yishim ben Yochai. How to understand the meaning of the pasuk "Yom Sefer Torah Zemi Picha V'Agisa Yomam V'Layla." Shim ben Yochai says Dvarim Kimashman, that literally a person has to be osik b'Torah Yomam V'Layla. Rabbi Shmuel says V'Yasafta Diganecha Hanig Ben Minig Derech Eretz, which means that you have to balance the parnasa, the Derech Eretz, with Torah. And the question of Rabbi Shimon Yochai was Torah Matei Aleha. And meanwhile, Rabbi Shimon Yochai felt that if a person is osik b'Torah, everything will be taken care of. You won't have to worry about b'yasafta diganecha. L'maisa, the Gemara says, harbei asu, and it did like Rabbi Shimon Yochai, v'lo osu b'yadam. And on the other hand, Rabbi Shmuel v'osu b'yadam. But it's not 100% clear per se who we paskin like, if we view it as a halacha l'maisa question. But it's interesting sugya. And the Brisker Rav famously said that there is a reshus for somebody, based on the Lashon HaRambam, to be osek, dust in Torah, and trust that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of their derech eretz and their parnasa. Even though the Gemara says that as a rule, that's not what's going to work for most people. But the bottom line is that there are two models. There are two models within Torah. There's the model of Rabbi Shmuel, which is Torah together with derech eretz. The motto of Shem ben Yochai, which is complete immersion in Torah. If Yaakov Avinu is Amud HaTorah, then to the extent that both of these approaches are valid, neither one is rejected, even though for the masses, for most people, the derech seems to be that of Rabbi Yishmael, but the Yechidim still have the option of Shem ben Yochai. So both options exist in theory and are available for individuals to pursue either the motto of Shem ben Yochai or the motto of Rabbi Yishmael. If Yaakov Avinu is Amud HaTorah, then we have to see in Yaakov Avinu the possibility of both Mahalchim, both models. And I think that's what we have here. We have the 14 years of Yaakov Avinu being bottled up, b'mutman, the base Medrash Shel Eiver. And then we have the years that he spends the base Lavan, 14 years, and then an additional 6 years where he was tending the sheep. And he was osik, you could say, b'melacha, b'derech eretz. To extent, of course, Yaakov Avinu was still the Amud HaTorah. He still was involved with Torah, but you can't compare the years in Lavan's house to the 14 years that he was literally mutman b'beis eiver. So there was obviously some aspect of Yaakov Avinu that would correspond to Rabbi Shmuel, and that's the model that you find in Yaakov Avinu, the Amud HaTorah, during the years in Beis Lavan. And then you have the 14 years that Yaakov Avinu was with Beis Aver, and that corresponds to the model of Rav Shimon ben Yochai. So again, because Yaakov Avinu is Amud HaTorah, and you see the two approaches that the Gemara spells out for us. Okay, that's just a little thought to start off our parasha. So the Torah tells us, of course, of Yaakov Avinu's famous dream as he spent the night in Beis El, Yerushalayim, the vision of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu assures him that he will afford him protection. He promises him Eretz Yisrael, and he promises him that everything will be good as he emerges from Beis Lavan. He'll come back to Eretz Yisrael. And Yaakov Avinu is very grateful, of course, and he offers a neder, and he basically echoes what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Im Yeo Kim Imadi, and so on. Now, a couple of things to just interesting to point out. The inyan of the Avanim that you find, Me'avni HaMakom, originally he takes Me'avni HaMakom, and then it becomes one Evan. This is not just Stam, the Torah is telling us about stones. There's obviously a very important remez here about the inyan of the establishing of Knesset Yisrael. And that's partly the idea that Yaakov Avinu knows that what he's going now on a mission is to build a Klal Yisrael. He's going to marry Mibnos Lavan, and he's going to establish the continuity of the legacy of Avraham Avinu and of Yitzchak and the Shiftei Kah. And obviously the Avnei HaMakom represent the different paths within Avodas Hashem that are alluded to in the various stones. And the idea that they became one Evan is the idea that Klal Yisrael ultimately are one people. We're one with different paths, different drachim. And the idea of an Evan being the foundation and the basis for a Klal Yisrael, we find this a lot with Yaakov Avinu. We have it here. We have it at the end of the parasha, Vayikach Yaakov Oven, Vayumei HaMatzeva, and again, Vayikchu Avanim. Chazal tell us, Rashi quotes in Parshas Vayichi, Misham Roa Evan Yisrael. Evan means Avu Bein. Evan means a continuity, a father, a son. The idea that there'll be a Hemshech and a bias. We know Yaakov Avinu, more than the other Avos, is the one that establishes the Klal Yisrael. Avraham Avinu called the place Har Yeroah. Yitzchak called it Sadeh. Yaakov called Bayis. Yaakov's mission, unique mission, is to establish the Klal Yisrael. And again, that's why the significance of Evan, Evan meaning that sense of the continuity, the Hemshech HaDoros. If you wish, you could say that Lavan was the antithesis of that. Lavan, consciously, subconsciously, was the arch enemy of Yaakov. Chazal say, Bikish Lakor Sakol. Whatever he could do to undermine the mission of Yaakov, he tried to do. And that's why, according to Chazal, when he wanted to pursue Yaakov at the end of the parasha, he would have killed everybody out. He would put an end to this. Lavan is a hefech of the inyan of Evan. We see even Lavan's omida was, he spoke out before Besuel. Vayam Lavanu Besuel Vayomru, Parashas Chayisara. The idea of a hemshech hadoros and continuity, Lavan is mufka from that. And that's why Lavan's, Lavan was the nisayon for Yaakov. Yaakov Avinu knew he had to establish the Shvatim and had to be through the base Lavan, through the daughters of Lavan, and yet Lavan didn't want this to happen. The idea of the setting up of the Shvatim, of course, is something that even the Avos themselves knew. They had a Kabbalah, there's going to be 12 Shvatim. This is why we know that Leia had to daven that the fetus, the embryo within her would not be a boy, would be a girl, and became Dina, because they had this tradition, Rashi quotes from the Medrash, that there's going to be 12 Shvatim, and if this would be a boy, then it means that Rachel would have less than even the Shvachos. The Shvachos had two each, and there were going to be a total of 12 children, 12 sons, and therefore Leia dana din ba'atzma, and she davened that the fetus became a female. The Ramazim in the parsha to the number 12 Hava. It says a couple of times, Hava es ishti. Yaakovinu says Hava, and Leah and Rachel says Hava Livanim. So I saw the sefer that I mentioned yesterday. It's actually the son of the Meram Chalav, not Meram Chalav. It's the son Yehuda, the Rav Moshe Chalava. So a sefer called Imre Shefer and Sefer Breishis. So I'll mention a couple of things that I saw in the sefer. And he mentions in one of the comments that Hava is gematria 12 because of the idea of 12 Shvatim, and Rachel wanted to have a part of the 12 Shvatim, and Yaakov understood whether he, again, consciously, subconsciously, Hava is Ishti, they're going to be 12 Shvatim. And this is the idea, again, of the Avanim beginning of the Parsha and the Avanim coming together, the building of Klal Yisrael. Maybe I'll mention already in this connection a very interesting thing. What is the beginning of Klal Yisrael? What are our origins? So you really could point to two different historical junctures. One could be Yetzias Mitzrayim. We were formed as a nation in Mitzrayim, and we emerged from Mitzrayim because Baruch Hu took us out. And you could say that is the formation of Klal Yisrael. That's the birth of Klal Yisrael, if you will. Again, it develops further with Matan Torah and Eretz Yisrael and so on. But the emergence of Klal Yisrael as a nation would be Yetzias Mitzrayim. Chazal tell us, Lokachas Logoi Mikerev Goi, it's Ki'ilu, there's Mikerev Goi. It's like an embryo fetus within the mother's womb, and it gets taken out. So we emerge from the, you know, from the womb of Mitzrayim, and we come out as a nation. We're born. But in another sense, we could say that the birth of Klal Yisrael is with Yaakov Avinu establishing the Shvatim. 11 of the 12 were born in Beis Lavan, then you have Binyamin later, but the Ruba de Ruba of the Shvatim were formed, were born in Beis Lavan, and that's the beginning of our nationhood, that's the beginning of Klal Yisrael. Both of these models we find Makoros for. There is a Pasuk in Yeshaya, Yeshaya Memvav, Pasuk Gimel. The Pasuk says, Shimu Elai Beis Yaakov, V'chol She'eris Beis Yisrael, ha'amusim mini veten, ha'nesuim mini racham. So Yeshayahu describes Klal Yisrael as we are amusim mini veten, we are carried, born, B-O-R-N-E, from birth, amus is to carry, and then again a synonym, ha'nesuim mini racham, we're carried from the womb. What does that mean? We're carried from birth, we're carried from the womb. Rashi says, on that pasuk in Yeshayahu Memvav Gimel, ha'amusim mini veten, me'oz noladetem b'beis lavan ha'arami. From the time that you were born, you, Klal Yisrael, were born b'beis lavan, amasti eschem al zvaroosai. I carried you on my arms. Ki me'oz, amdu aleichem kamim b'chol dor v'dor. From then, there are always people rising up against you. So Lavan is the prototype of the anti-Semite that we know, b'chol dor v'dor omdim aleinu chaloseinu, and here he was right in the beginning, trying to undermine the beginnings of the Klal Yisrael, and from then it never stopped. And Hashem says, from that moment, I carried you. V'lo kisharu umos shahayu omsim v'nosim es Eloheim. Not like other nations, based on a pasuk earlier, in Yeshaya Mem Hechaf, that they carry their idols. It says over there, Hanosim es Eitz Pislam, Umispalim el El Lo Yoshia. We have that sentence in the Aleinu that had been missing for many centuries. So that's a pasuk in Mem Hechaf that talks about the nations that carry their gods. And here the pasuk says, I carry you. So according to Rashi, Ha'amusim mini vaten means the time that you were formed, your womb was the Beis Lavan. This expression, ha'amusim mine vaten, we know we say it, those who already did it probably, it's coming soon to the halfway point of Kislev. We have in Kiddush Levana, in the bracha, birchas Kiddush Levana, we have the Lashon shetischadesh ateres tiferes la'amusim vaten. That's mamish this pasuk, ha'amusim mine vaten. There's a tefillah that we say on Shabbos when we bring the Torah. Is it only on Shabbos? Could be it's every day. Every time we have Kriyas HaTorah, we say, Hu Yerachim Or maybe it's only Shabbos. I don't forget. I don't remember anymore. Did we say it this morning? Harache mama musim. Maybe it's only Shabbos. The yiskar bis vigar beitz rabin hanesuin. Hu yarachim am amusim. He should have mercy on the nation that has been carried by him. What does it mean? Amusim min ivaten la amuse ivaten. According to Rashi, it's going back to Beis Lavan. The Prima Gadim learns that it's going on Yetzias Mitzrayim. And he quotes a pasuk, "V'chashen asasa la'am hazeh, pasha shlach, Mitzrayim v'adhena." Mitzrayim v'adhena means you carried Kal Yisrael from the time they left Mitzrayim. The Prima Gadim is in Arachayim Tav Chav Vav. It's about Kiddush Levana, Tav Chav Vav Oz Dalid in Mishpat Zav at the Prima Gadim. So we have two different ways to think about the notion of Kal Yisrael being carried by a Kadosh Baruch Hu minivaten. We have, according to Rashi, it goes back to Beis Lavan, and according to the Prima Gadim, based on the pasuk, the expression in Kiddush Levana, it's going on Yetzias Mitzrayim. This expression, by the way, is in Anan Zmiros true. Amusim Nisa'am, the ayin of Anan Zmiros. Amusim Nisa'am. He carried them from, right? He carried them from infancy. It's interesting as well that there is a parallel between the experience of Yaakov Avinu in Beis Lavan and Yetzias Mitzrayim itself. You know, in the Haggadah, we have the paragraph, Tzeil Amad, Ma Bikesh Lavan Hara Milasos Yaakov Avinu. That's how we segue into Rami Ovid Avi, Lavan Bikesh Lakar Sakol. And we say that right after the paragraph of Vihisha Amda, that Bechol Dor V'Dor Amda Melchaloseinu, V'Kadosh Baruch Matzileinu Miyadam, that Lavan was the one who was Omed, he started out, right? And we say Bechol Dor V'Dor, it continues that way. It says Vihisha Amda. What's the Vihi? Vihi is the Haftacha that we mentioned in the previous paragraph, that Hashem told Avraham Avinu that I will see to it that your children will be, after they'll be in exile, I will take them out. I'm going to oppress and judge the nation that made you suffer, and then they will merge B'chush Gadol. So the Pashup Shad is that's going on Yetzias Mitzrayim. And the Hisha Amda, Labasein of Alanu, that Avtach is not just Yetzias Mitzrayim, it's for all the generations. But then we discuss Lavan. You look at the Perish Kadmon, it's quoted in the Torah Chaim, Haggadah Shel Pesach, he says something fascinating. That Haftacha of Avraham Avinu wasn't just about Yetzias Mitzrayim. That Haftacha had to do with Yaakov Avinu emerging from Beis Lavan and being saved from the clutches of Lavan. And I quote for you from the Pirush Kadmon as follows. V'hi sha'amda l'aviseinu v'lanu osa Haftacha tova shel bris ben apsarim amda lanu. It stood for us. Hashem showed Avraham Avinu all the Galios that will be in the future throughout the years of Galos, the Gamha Geula, and also the Geula from all those Galios. And then he continues. Seyu Lamad, Ma Bikish Lavan Aram Lasos Yaakov Avinu. She Yaakov Avinu Shigar Begerus in Lavan. Amda Haftacha. So that pasuk in Bispin Absarim that Hashem says, I'm going to judge the nation that makes you work hard, that puts you to work. So when Lavan was pursuing Yaakov, Hashem intimidates Lavan, so to speak. He comes to him in a dream and he sternly warns him, Yishama lecha, pentadabim Yaakov mitov adra. So Hashem tells Lavan, don't you dare do anything to Yaakov. That's don anochi. That's the avtacha bis ben absarin. The omer kum tse min ha'aretz hazos. The malach came to Yaakov in a dream and says, you have to leave. Shal pi hadibur yatsa. He left because Hashem said, you have to leave. Uberchush gadol yatsa. And he left with Ruchush Gadol, Dechsiv, Vayifurt, Vayish, Ma'od, Ma'od. Ukesherodaf Achara, Bikish, Lakaris, Hakol, Yaakov. Lavan wanted to kill everybody. Dechsiv yesh el yadi lasus imachem ra. Kemase yitzias mitzrayim kein maise Yaakov v'lavan. V'chein maise koa golios shal umos. Yadin HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'asid lavo. And it will be that way in the ultimate geula as well. So it's interesting. So we have these two places that you can point to as the points of origin historically of Klal Yisrael's emergence, and history repeats itself, and it's always going to be those who owned them lechaloseinu, b'kadosh baruch matzileinu miyadam. But here you have the parallel between Yaakov Avinu's experience in Beis Lavan when he's setting up the Shvatim, which is, you could say, also a birth in the sense of Klal Yisrael, and you have Lavan trying to undermine it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saving Yaakov and being done Anochi against Lavan. And Yaakov goes up Bechush Gadol, and then you have it repeat itself in a certain way, another element of a birth, and that's Yitzias Mitzrayim, both of which can perhaps be alluded to in Ha'amusim Min Iveten, La'amusim Vaten, and then you have the whole cycle repeating itself throughout history, where there's always going to be those who are there to undermine and to not let us achieve our mission in life. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always there to protect us and bring us out of all of those various sorrows throughout history and ultimately in the Geula Hasidah. So I think all of this is very much tied into the whole theme of the parasha. This is why the Midrashim talk about the image of the ladder. Also, as Ramazim, the Ramban quotes, the Ramazim to the various Golios, and how Hashem is over Yaakov and over the ladder. And as Hashem says, don't worry, I'm with you. Not just I'm with you right now, I'm with you, Klal Yisrael. I'm with you for history, and I'm always going to be with you to protect you. Okay, that's just a little bit of a larger perspective. The specific context of Yaakov Avinu, when he acknowledges HaKadosh Baruch Hu's assurances, Yaakov Avinu's basically paraphrases the various expressions, but there are a couple of interesting shinuyim to notice. So I want to focus on one of them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Yaakov Avinu, Hinei nochi imach, ushmarticha b'cho asher teleich, v'ashivosicha el adam hazos. Yaakov Avinu says, Im yeh elokim imadi, that's hinei nochi imach, Ushmarani baderach hazeh asher anochi holech, that parallels Ushmarani b'choshet, b'choshet telech. Then he says, V'nasan lilechem lecha uveged lobosh, that wasn't explicit in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but Rashi already points out that parallels kilo azavcha, ad asher masisi, someone who doesn't have basic staples of life, then he's considered to be abandoned. So to say is to say kilo ezavcha. B'shavti b'shalom el beis avi. B'haya Hashem li lelokim. That's what Yaakov said. What did Kodesh Baruch Hu say? V'ashivosicha el ha'adam hazos. So that's interesting also for another time. Yaakov says el beis avi. And Hashem says, El Ha'adam Azos. There's a long comment in the Prashas Drachim on this. When was the neder actually chal? When was it actually chal? That Yaakov Avinu the clock was ticking, he had to keep the neder. And we know that Chazal say he was punished because he delayed in keeping the neder. Why was he punished? The delay happened before he arrived back in the house of Yitzchak. And he said, B'shavti l'beis avi. But then again, Hashem said, Elo Adam Hazos. So there's a whole precious rachim on that. That's for another occasion. But v'shavti v'shalom is what Yaakov said. V'shavti v'shalom el beis avi. And what did Hashem say? V'hashivosicha. So the difference is twofold. Hashem says v'hashivosicha. Yaakov said v'shavti v'shalom. He added the word v'shalom. And the other diuk is, all the other expressions, Yaakov Avinu is talking about what HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do for him. Yaakov says, Ushmarani, v'nasan lilechem. And that's what Hashem said, the Ushmarticha. Hashem said, v'hashivosicha. So what should Yaakov say? V'hashivani, and you will make me return el beis avi, or el adama. But suddenly, Yaakov shifts to himself. V'shavti v'shalom, I will return. Why here does he not say, and you will return me, right? El Beis Avi or El Adama. Vishavti Vishalom. That's the interesting diuk. Now, Rashi adds a comment here. Rashi says, Vishavti Vishalom, Kimosha Amar. Rashi tracks how Yaakov's words are parallel to what the Haftacha was when Hashem said to Yaakov that I'll protect you and all of that. Vishavti Vishalom, Kimosha Amali, Vashivosicha Ladam Hazo. So that does parallel Vashivosicha. Rashi does it a few times. Ushmarani, Kimosha Amali, Ushmarticha Bechoshe Telech. Vinasan Lechem Lecho, Kimosha Amar Kilo Ezavcha. Vishavti, Kimosha Amali, Vashivosicha. And Rashi adds Vishalom. What's the Vishalom? What is that adding? Shalei Minachet. Shalom Elmad Bidarche Lavan. The Pashup Shad is, what is Yaakov talking about? He's talking about physical safety, that I won't be harmed. I'll come back unharmed. It could be dangerous. Who knows? You're going on the road. You're going, it's a Sakanas Drachin. Maybe Lavan will harm me physically. It could be a physical harm. Rashi says, Bishalom means spiritually. Shalom Minachet. Shalom Elmad Bidarche Lavan. How does Rashi know to explain it that way? That Bishalom means Shalom in Hachet. I looked a little bit at the Mefarshei Rashi. There's a Pirush of the Taz called Divrei David. Divrei David wrote a Pirush on Rashi ala Torah. It says the Taz, why does Rashi say Bishalom means Shalom in Hachet? Bidarki Lavan? Maybe it means that he won't be harmed by Lavan. He says, because the fact that Yaakov Vinu focuses now on himself, the kasha sha'amar ko advarim ham yuchasim ha-kodesh baruch hu. You will guard me, usmarani baderech hazeh, v'nasan li lechem lecho. And here it says, v'shavti v'shalom, el beis avi. What should it have said? V'hashivani, Hashem v'shalom. And Hashem, you will bring me back v'shalom. So why does he say, v'shavti v'shalom, and I will return? The answer is, shelo yavo lidei chet. And if it has to do with spiritual levels, that's not in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hands, because the Gemara says, HaKol bidei shamayim, chutz mi yiras shamayim. In other words, that's up to me. Physical harm, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can give assurances for. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu can guarantee that you're not going to slip spiritually. That's up to you. So that's why v'shavti, if it says v'shavti v'shalom, then Rashi knows that it has to do with the spiritual level. You know, if they ask a question, how can it says bishalom and not lishalom? The Gemara says when you take leave minacha, you say lishalom. It should continue going on and on. And bishalom is what hanifta min hameis, you say bishalom. So there are different ways to answer it. It could be that distinction is only when you have the word halicha, not when you have other words. So here maybe it's not akasha. But it could be like derech tzachus perhaps, or maybe it's emes. What was Yaakov Avinu hoping for? Maybe he didn't have any illusions. You know, the point of Yaakov Avinu wasn't necessarily to be able to ascend mala mala, to be able to go to higher and higher levels, even though mistama he did. But at least from his perspective, what he was hoping and expecting and been very happy with is bishalom, that I don't lose, I don't retract, that I at least hold on to my madrega. We should know in life, you know, we're facing this yonos here, there, we go places. Sometimes you can't necessarily wish for I'm going to suddenly steig and become who knows what. Yeah, sometimes you steig, sometimes just being able to hold your own, to tread water, not to slip. You have to recognize that's a great accomplishment. They say the Brisker Rebbe used to comment that he just wanted not to be makalkel, not to make halya. Not to ruin something is itself a mila. Even if you can't point to the particular area that you've achieved something more than before, just not to slip, because nothing is static in life. So when we have nisyonos, we're talking about, you know, COVID issues and all things like that, and we have to make accommodations, just the fact that we can hold on to a madrega that we have is not a small thing. So maybe that could be the remez, v'shavti v'shalom, as Rashi says, shelo elmad bidarkei lavan, even if it doesn't become something stronger than before, but just being able to maintain whatever it is, that itself is strength. Okay, so that would be the pshat and Rashi, why Rashi puts into the pasuk v'shalom shalem enachet. What about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's own words, though? V'hashiv osicha, it would come out according to the Taz that Hashem's promise was only about the physical, right? And Yaakov adds something. In other words, v'shavti v'shalom is two things in Yaakov Vinu's words. V'shavti is the physical, like Hashem said, v'hashiv osicha, and the v'shalom is why he says v'shavti, because he adds v'shalom, he wants it to be that he shouldn't learn midarkei lavan. I saw the Maharal has a different way of reading Rashi. The Maharal in Gur Aryeh, also Pirush and Rashi. He says, clearly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's v'hashiv osicha, if Hashem says v'hashiv osicha, that means a complete hashava, not just physical, but also spiritual. It should be as if you never left, which means not just that you're safe and sound, but that you are also no less holy than before. Hashava gemura ki'ilu lo yatsa. So included in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's v'hashiv osicha was not just the v'hashiv osicha in a physical sense, you'll be safe, returning safe, but also you'll be returning ki'ilu lo yatsa, meaning without having compromised your religious and spiritual level. Now, why didn't Yaakov Avinu use the expression, and you will return me? Why does Yaakov say v'shavti? That's the next question. So he says, the Maral says, Yesh Tares, the Ein Derech Kavod, Sheyomar Adam Vahashevtani, that Hashem should be misasek in my Hashava. It's not Derech Kavod to speak that way. The other things, Mela, Hashem, you'll give me bread, Hashem, you'll protect me, but Hashem, you will return me. It's not Derech Kavod. Rashi didn't, therefore, Yaakov didn't want to say Vahashevtani, he said Vishavti. But once he said v'shavti, he needed to add v'shalom. Had he said, you will return me, Hashem's returning means returning in every level, not just physical. But if he doesn't want to use the Lashon v'hashavtani, so he has to clarify that it has to be v'shalom. That's one answer. Then the Maral says another point. Hashem is talking about the pe'ula, that he's going to return Yaakov to the land. That pe'ula is to go back to the land. When you talk about doing something, you talk about the beginning of the pe'ula. Hamaschil be'pe'ula. Reuven hechil Shimon. What does it mean? Reuven put the food in the mouth of Shimon who's eating it, but then Shimon has to eat it. So the shleimus ha'pe'ula has to come through Shimon, not Reuven. Reuven got the process started. Now Yaakov Avinu is describing the ultimate, the gemar, the sof ha'davar, shekvar nishlam ha'poel, shehu ha'shava. So, and that's why he's mechuyev to mekayim the neder, when the hashava is complete. And therefore, he can't talk about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only setting into motion the beginning, but the ultimate gemar is no longer HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's what the person now takes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mesayaya, and the person is Gomer. Just like Reuven is Machil Shimon, Shimon is Gomer through the Achila. So the person is restored, that becomes the person's aspect of it. So therefore, Yaakov says v'shavti, and once he says v'shavti, he has to add v'shalom, as the Maral explained earlier. These are different ways to learn up in the Pshat and the Rashi of v'shavti, v'shalom, obeis avi. Okay, let's do a few more things. Yaakov arrives, Vayisa Yaakov Ragov. Yaakov is now uplifted, and he finds his way to Charan, and then he's encountering this very interesting experience of a be'er with the various flocks around, and a stone is on the be'er, nobody can move it. What is all this about? And Yaakov Avinu suddenly sees Rachel, and next thing you know, he's able to lift the Evan. So there's a lot of details here that at first glance don't seem to be significant. So Kiyadua, there's a Ramban based on the Medrash that explains a little bit, and I found in the Son of Maram Chalava, he elaborates on this even more. So what is the remez of these various details described in the Torah? And as part of the conversation, he tells them the day is long, it's not yet the time to bring in the sheep, and that's when they explain that they're waiting for someone to lift the stone. So what exactly is all this about? So the Ramban, Kedarko, the Ramban likes to work out many things in Bereishis based on the thesis that he sets up in Parshas Lech Lecha, a masa avos simin lebanim, and then he goes through Bereishis with that idea. and so on, says the Ramban. So first he says to show you that Hashem gave Yaakov the strength and he was able to do what nobody else could do. But then he continues. He says, Rabusein Bevishis Rabba Gam Bezelem Sod Remez L'Asid. There were three flocks, and he came when the stone was on the Be'er, and they're all there guarding the stone and guarding the Be'er. He'll have a family that will ultimately experience this remez, what's embedded in this remez. Habe'er Yimuz Beis HaMikdash. V'gimu Ed Ritzon are the Olei Sholosh Regalim. Three times a year, people converge on the Beis HaMikdash. Min HaBe'er Ahi Yashku HaAdarim. From that Be'er, the flocks would be given water. Shemisham HaYishovim Ruach HaKodesh. From the experience of Alila Regel, they would be drawing Ruach HaKodesh from that experience. Oshe Yirmoz, Kimitzion Teitei Sor, V'Hashem Yerushalayim, Shnim Shelo Lamayim. The Nesfu Shama, they all gathered there, Boim Milvoch HaMas of Nachal Mitzrayim, converging from all different places. The Nesfu Shama, a gathering of sorts. The Goles HaEven, the Hishku, Shemisham HaYishovim Ruach HaKodesh. And then they put the Even back for the next time, for the next regel. That's the Ramban, very much bekitzer. The Perush Imre Shefer from Rav Yehuda ben Rav Moshe Chalava. Vayarvini be'er basade, nis'o rabuseinu kashem b'veshes rabba, v'kun remuzim l'asid. Be'er basade is the Torah. Basade, the Torah was given b'midbar Sinai. Shlosha ed Reitzon, Kohanim Avim v'Yisraelim. Some of this you find in the Medrash. Rov Simaleha v'yisyasu b'sachti sahar. They were there by the mountain. Mina be'era I yashku hadarim. The Torah was given to everybody. Morasha kilas Yaakov. V'Even Gedola beis hamigdash bani b'makom Even Shesia. Shemimena hushas ha'olam. Apia be'er is the Aron. V'nes v'shamachol hadarim. He goes back to Aliyah L'Regel. They're going there for Aliyah L'Regel. The goal is to Evan. May Alpia Be'er. Shaya Baisa Ucharev. Now we're talking about the Churban. The Israel, who are Osik Batorah, are going into Golus. The Ishku is Hatzon means the experience of Golus. A little different idea than the Ramban. The Yeshivu is to Evan Alpia Be'er Lim Koma is the Beis HaMikdash gets rebuilt. And once again, Kai Yisrael are in the land and the Osik Batorah. Now he goes on to the conversation. Yaakov says to them, Achai me'ayin atem. He saw the Golus. Where are you from? They said, Mechoron anachnu, Mecharonu shomakom, bo aleinu atzor azos. The tzor of the Golus came because Hashem's midas hadin was in the world. Vayom alem hayidatem eslovan benochor. What does that mean? Im osid l'labein chatos avonoseichem kasheled. Lovan is the symbol of white, of cleansing. Will he forgive your averos? Vayomru yadanu, yes, im yuchateichem kashonim kashel yabinu. Vayomru lehem hashalom lo, imachem Hashem, lo tzi eschem migaluschem, will take you out of your galus. And here you see why Rachel emerging is so interesting as part of the remez. And at that moment, when he's talking to them about the galus, will Hashem take you out of galus? Who's showing up at that moment? V'hinei Rachel, vayomru shalom, V'hinei Rachel bito boi matzon. This is the remez of the psukim. Bischus Rachel. The Geula will come. Bischus Rachel. K'mosh Amar Yirmiya. Kol b'rama nishma. Rachel mevaka al banecha. V'yesh tikva l'achrisech num Hashem. So the Torah is hinting here to the experience of the Geula, which will come bischus Rachel. V'yomer hein od hayom gadol. He continued the conversation. The day is great. Ro'ani hayom ha'gadol. I can see the yom ha'gadol of Malachi. Hine nochi shaleach lachem eis Eliyahu ha'navi v'fnei bo Hashem ha'gadol v'hanora. Lo eis he'asif ha'mikne. It's not time for kibbutz Golias yet. Hashku atzon. Let me give you advice. Hashku atzon. Give water to the sheep. Mimayan hayotzin beis Hashem. L'chaper avonos. L'chu re'u. And he quotes a pasuk in Yirmiyahu. Re'u eschem de'a v'haskel. And with that Hashem will do his part, and ultimately bring the geula, and begin, and then he has more here. At Shios v'kol ha'adar, v'gola seven papiyah be'er, there'll be a second Beis HaMikdash that's destroyed, and after that will come the ultimate geula, Bari Matzon, Kivorahi, and this is all the Alt Yiskali Yeshua, Latova, Tafan, Sadiq, and Lassid Lavo. Okay, so very interesting. The Torah has Pardes levels to it, and separate from the Pshat is Drush, Remez, Sod, and these, of course, this is more Shaykh to Remez and Sod than to Pshat. Okay, maybe just a last word or two. Okay, I don't want to hold everyone too much. Again, maybe I'll share again from the Rabbi Yehuda ben Moshe Chalava. Leah names her fourth son Yehuda, and she says, "Apam Odes Hashem." And then it says, "Vatamod Miledes." Stam, I'm just mentioning Derech Agav before I tell you the parish of the Meshefer. The Sfarim tell us, "Vatamod Miledes." Why is it Vatamod Miledes? She had no other son. There's a yesod in Haldah that we should never stop with Haldah. We should also ask for the future, not just take for granted that we have it and not acknowledge the fact that we need more of it and it should continue. And the remez is because it says here, Apam Odes Hashem, she thanked Hashem, but she didn't say, how vai vaiter, I wanted to continue, but Tamud Miledes. And this is what we find so often when we moda Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kadosh Baruch Hu, we also are the vakish on the future as well. We talk in Nishmas, Alter Chin Hashem Okeinu LaNetzach. Not just do we talk about what Hashem did for us, we also say that He should continue to stay with us and not abandon us. It's never just enough to say thank you for the past. We thank a Kadosh Baruch Hu and we ask for more. Person benches Gomel. They say a gomel chayav mitovos shigmalani kol tov, and everybody responds mishigmocha kol tov huigmocha kol tov sela. It should be for the future as well. This is a very interesting idea in terms of hoda. The perish image shefer of again the son of the Maram Chalava quotes a gemara in brachas. Miyom shabara kadosh baruch hu salamo lahiya adam shahoda kadosh baruch hu atshebasa leya behodaso. She's the first one to offer Hodah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. She had more than her share, right? Yaakov had four wives, so proportionate to the 12 Shvatim that we talked about, that it was a Kabbalah to have 12 Shvatim, each one would be entitled to three. The fact that she now had the fourth means she already got a bonus, and she felt a special appreciation for that, so she said, Apam Odes Hashem. Umesoras Haya Biyad Yaakov Avinu, he says, Sheyolid Shnei Masabanim, Vinirmaz, as we mentioned earlier in the Shir, and Bibnilas Hava Es Ishti, Hava Begimatria 12. So that was the Kabbalah of the 12 Shvatim. So now he continues, he says, of that Indian of Hodah, David HaMelech came from Yehuda, and therefore you see how David HaMelech took the theme of Hodah. And he brought it out so much in Sefer Tehillim. Hodu Hashem Kitov, Yedu Hashem Komasecha, Yodu Hashem Chasidav, Od Hashem Kitzitko. Whenever you turn in Tehillim, you see David HaMelech expressing Hodah with that word Hodah, Odcha, Odeh. V'shevach Gadol Yesh, B'lashon Hodah, Yosemi B'lashon Shevach V'zimra. There's unique dimension to the word hodah more than the expression shevach v'zimra and shar shvachim. Why? Because shar ha'lishonos morim inyan prati kol echad. Whatever the expression is, it's very specific. But lashon hodah has different facets to it. Why? How is that? Lashon hodah kolel shnei inyanim. Number one, shenosin shevach al hadavar. Number one, hodah is praise. But what else is hodah? Hasheni shemore shayecholas biyad hamakom yizbarach lehagia lo oso achefet ve'en yecholas lezulaso. You're also acknowledging that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who is in his ability to get it to you. What I think he's saying here is an interesting thing that I saw in the name of Rav Huttner. The word hodah means thank you. It also means to admit, like hodas baldin. It's like an acknowledgement. And Rav Huttner went and explained that every hodah is like hodas baldin, that I know and I realize that I need you, I'm dependent on you. So Rav Huttner said it, and everyone quotes Rav Huttner. I see this idea here in the Rishon, Rav Yehuda, Rav Moshe Chalava. He says, Hodah is Shevach, and Hodah is Shemore Shayecholes Biyada Mokum Lagia Lo Osa Chefetz. That it's in your, you have the ability to give it to me. Alke Misparsin Bazer, Shte Pinos, Be Amuna, Hayecholes Vahashkacha. So what you have here in Hodah are two foundational ideas in terms of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his Yecholes and his Hashkacha, that he took care of you and he has the ability and he's the one that can do it. And it goes on, it says beautiful things about this. So figach kavu hahachra, that you bow the milas modim, because what it shows is Yecholes and Hashkacha. Hashkacha means that you led me to this, and Yecholes is that you have the ability to give this to me. And that's why I have it, because you're the only one that could do it for me. Then he goes on. He says, in the Bracha Modim, Yeshba Milos Harbe. There's a lot of words that seem redundant at first. The Nire Be'iran Hagas, a very superficial, not refined level, Shu Lashon Kafel, Ubilti Achrechi, the Enokein. But if you look at it more carefully, nothing is redundant. And he begins to explain. Tchila, anu modim shehu elokeinu ve'en od acher. Achad tzureinu kroma yotzureinu. After you say yotzureinu, nichla bezeh, pinas hashgacha, she'ose davar al koponim mashkiach bo. Anyone who does something for someone is obviously looking after them. The person has a guf and the person has a nefesh. And therefore we say, Tzur Chayenu and Magen Yishenu. What are the two expressions? Tzur Chayenu, Magen Yishenu. Tzur Chayenu is Chay HaGuf. Magen Yishenu is Tshuas HaNefesh, which is the ultimate. Tshua HaAmitis is nefesh. That's Tzur Chayenu, Magen Yishenu. Yisrael, no Shabashem, Tshua Solamim. That's more ultimate. That's more intense. That's the Magen Yishenu is a stronger expression than Tzur Chayenu. Then we say, no Delecha Unisapati Lasecha, Al Chayenu HaMesurim Biyadecha, Va'al Nishmosenu HaPekudos Lach. What's the double expression? So he says, Al Chayenu HaMesurim Biyadecha is Keneged HaGuf. Va'al Nishmosenu HaPekudos Lach means HaNefesh. Al nisecha shebuchol yomimanu, hamaoros hatovos hem shnei chalokim, hatzolam in hara vashpoas hatov. Ukach omer hatzolam in hara, val niflosecha vetosecha shebuchol eis is hashpoas hatov. Again, he explains a double expression. Al nisecha shebuchol yomimanu, val niflosecha vetosecha shebuchol eis. What's the double expression? Nisecha shebuchol yomimanu, that's one level. That's Hatzolam in Hara, but the Fusach of the Fusach of Shebuchol Eis is the Hashpoas HaTov. And again, all of this he goes into, and as he explains the idea of Leia and how she brought into the world the Midah of Hodah, which again was brought into world even more so by David HaMelech. Okay, an appropriate theme for Thanksgiving, which is really for us every day, and even more so on Hanukkah coming up in a couple of weeks. But either way, a little bit of some food for thought for Parshas Vayetze. Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos. And looking forward, Yes Hashem, to going back to Masechta Pesachim in a couple of days.